Schema community, the Schemocast is back with another episode, and I would say that today's episode is very special because not only we are in Areš, but we are also recording for the first time with our guests in person. And my today's guest is Simon Gosselin, the coach of Remy Bonnet and of all the athletes of SIDAS Metrics trail running team. So Simon, thanks for everything you have done for me this week in Areš, and welcome to the Schemocast.
Hey, so thanks for with me on the Schemocast, and hello to all the community. It's nice you can discuss together.
Yeah, I think so, because we had before like the athletes, you know, so now we have a coach who is working with the best Schemo male racer right now. But at first, try to introduce yourself to the people maybe who don't know you, yeah, because who is Simon Gosselin, who is he coming from, what is he doing, not only 11 coaching, so yeah, now it's your turn to introduce yourself to the people.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm Simon Gosselin, I live in Areš, so it's nice for Schemo. I'm coach from maybe now 6 or 7 years. And I did some study in coaching in France, in master, it's university. And now I train in trail running and in Schemo. So yeah, in particular, Remy and SIDAS Metrics. And yeah, and some other athletes like Baptiste Elmenreich. And now I just start with Bernard Marty also. So right, it's nice.
Yeah, so maybe your Schemo portfolio of athletes is growing step by step. So, yeah, but not only you are a coach of Remy and the guys you mentioned, but you are also yourself a perfect trail runner, and you did some races in Schemo this past winter, some verticals and some team races with Jim Walmsley. So, how did you enjoy the winter?
Yeah. For me, the winter is, but I really like to adapt myself to the season. And for me, the winter is made for Schemo. So I really enjoy to just pass all my training in the winter on ski. And in particular, now when I live in Areš, it's incredible landscape for training in Schemo. And yeah, I really like to do some vertical. It's nice to just push and did some, yeah. It's a good workout without pressure, and it was also a good experience to do some team race with Jim. It was nice because it's his first time Schemo, and he progressed a lot during all the season, and we trained also all together, the both together during the major party of the winter, so it was nice to do some race with him and to enjoy with him the great race like Belitual. And
you are a perfect trail runner with many results in the top 10, for example, of OCC or Maxi Race or Marathon du Mont Blanc. And now your goal is the CCC, which is like, for the people who don't know, the 100K race at UTMB week. Mm-hmm. So the third longest distance at UTMB races after TDS and the full one. So how does training on skis and skins in winter helps you for the summer time, like for yourself as a trail runner?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think for trail running is really, really interesting to train in Schemo, and maybe for ultra trail is like not mandatory, but quite mandatory, because you can do a huge volume without constraints. You can use the poles during all the winter. And it's really interesting also for strength, because in summer you have just the shoes, and in the winter, so you have more gear and more weight in the foot. And so you always work with more strength than in running. And I think it's really, really important, because the Schemo or trail running is a endurance sport, but it's also a sport of endurance strength. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important to can develop that easily with the ski.
Let's imagine that I'm a Schemo athlete, like hobby one, who wants to push his performance and preparation and everything to a higher level. So what is the best off-season type of movement for me? Is it like running in summer? Is it roller skiing or cycling? Or what's the best for Eskimo people to do in summer?
I really think it's important to ride, exactly for the strength also, because it's easy. Fun. I think you have quite the same strength in bike and in Eskimo. And after, I think it's just depending of each people and maybe what you like to do. I think it's really important to hurt himself and to know what is good for you, what you enjoy. But I think, yeah, training is also really good. Maybe more in short distance than long race, for sure. You have to, yeah, it's more sense. And yeah, trail running and cycling, I think, is the best. I think combine the two is a better way.
And just imagine that you can, like, you are a profi Eskimo athlete, and you can like pack your things and you can go to Australia or to South America to spend the whole summer on snow. What about this idea? Is it maybe working in Eskimo world, like in you seen skiing? Yeah, they have like maybe 1 or 2 months of free out of skis. Yeah, not skiing so much, but then they travel to these south countries or areas of our earth. So what about this idea? How do you see it as a coach in Eskimo? Is it good to spend maybe 270 days on skis or not?
I think it depends of each people in another time. But yes, why not? But I'm not sure also, because all the athletes are really happy to come back on the ski in November. And I think it's good to have this excitation. And maybe if you pass 3 months during the summer with the ski, when you arrive in November, you're happy and you're in good shape. But yeah, maybe, I don't know. It could be interesting also, but I think maybe the better way is to continue to ski after the season when there is snow. And maybe until June, if it's possible. And after, do 2 or 3 months without ski and start again if it's possible in October.
Now the elite Eskimo racing is changing a lot because we have the Olympics, yeah. The national federations and all the like subjects in sport, they are changing towards the sprint and mixed relay because, yeah, these two disciplines are the disciplines at Olympics. And we just saw yesterday the new calendar of the ISMF, and it says we have 6 sprints, 5 mixed relays and 4 individuals and verticals. So my question is it possible to live the Olympic dream? For example, when we are speaking about Thibaut Anselme, Emily Herop and Julia Murada and these guys who are good in sprint and mixed relay, and at the same time to race for the win at Grand Course. Maybe it's more specific for male, because we saw last season that Emily Herop, she won the World Cup, she won the sprints, and also Piera Menta. But maybe in a male category is more difficult today, because you have the sprint specialists like Arno Lieta, Ivan Arnold, Oriol Cardona. So is it possible to combine these both dreams, let's say, in Eskimo?
I think for 99% of the people it's not possible, because it's really too specific, and now year after year I think the level in Eskimo is more and more incredible, and you have to specialize yourself to be at the top. But for sure one day they will have a guy like Emily or like Pogacar in cycling and he can do everything, and for him it will be possible, I imagine, yeah, for sure. But yeah, for 99% is really complicated.
When speaking about the sprint races, you mentioned that you are coach of Baptiste Lenreich, yeah. And also Noé Rogier.
Exactly, yeah.
Two young French athletes who are good sprinters. They had some like good results in youth categories in sprints. Also Baptiste, he made it to the finals in World Cup, yeah. So what does training for Eskimo sprint races look like? Maybe we can speak now about summer preparation, yeah. And then something in winter.
Yeah, for sure. Well, for the first, I think it's really interesting for a coach, the new discipline, because I think it's interesting to can coach in sprint and coach in individual vertical is totally different. So it's a thing that I really like to have to imagine new things and not to stay in one discipline. But yes, for us, for answer to your question, in the summer, for sure you will do less volume than individual or vertical, or maybe not really less volume, but more short session. Maybe like all the day, 2 sessions by day, but more short because it's not really important for them to do 4 hours or 5 hours of endurance. And one of the most different things also I think for sprinter is to do musculation during all the year. And in particular in summer, you can do until three sessions by week. So it can be fine. It's a big part of training. And after, for me, in the summer, it's interesting to work other things like threshold, like tempo, just to have a better lactate threshold or something like this. And when the season approaches, do more MPA and after lactate and do be more specific. But I think it's not possible to work lactate during all the summer and winter. So.
Yeah, yeah. And what about, for example, track running, track and field, some kind of 400 meters, 800 or 1 mile, something like this?
Maybe more in August or September for me, I think. But it's really depend of each independent, each athlete. And maybe for another, I can say maybe it's better in July. Again, it's really important to work maybe during all the season sprint, just explosivity, like 10 seconds, like 100 meters. And yeah, I think now it's more and more important to be fast on the start, to can choose your line and to...
Yeah, that's true. We saw it a lot of times during winter that, when you are not the first to go from the start, then you can have some battle with somebody. Your binding and ski can go off, and that's very true that the first maybe 5-10 seconds are very important to have the best position for yourselves. That makes sense to to also do some 100 meters and this kind of stuff. You mentioned the strength training and building up the muscle, so. I know that some athletes, they do a lot like strength training, but we have some who are not doing the strength training, like maybe never. that they just do what they want and they are not focusing on strength. So what is the role of this type of training in skimo and trail running?
Okay, I'm not the best specialist on just strength training because, for example, for Baptiste, I think for sprint is very, very important to be very, very good in musculation. And so we work with a coach musculation also to be more accurate. And yeah, I think if you want to progress, it's a better way. But I think for endurance, so for individual and grand course and vertical, it's important to work strength, but not necessarily in a room of musculation. Maybe you can do that in cycling. I have many athletes do that in cycling, or if you have a big slope like 50% degrees, 50%. Sorry. You can do that with some walk with low cadence and ice ride, and yeah, it can be also really interesting and really specific to the endurance sport. I think for the both for trail running and for skimo, I think for majority of the athlete, I think it's enough in for individual and vertical. But for sprint, I think you have to do some musculation and like for strength max. I don't know. Strength max and power max and something like more like this. So yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's something new for me, and I think also for some listeners. Yeah, because it's a very interesting topic to speak about. But now let's turn to something or somebody everybody is waiting to hear about, because yeah, Rémi Bonnet, he's your, let's say, athlete who is training under you, but he's your friend at the same time. And since 2020, you are working with Rémi Bonnet. Can you tell us how did the collaboration start between you? some chronology and maybe background info you can tell.
No, before 2020, we don't know in together, and we just meet in a race just after COVID, in a trail running race, and he won the race. I did second, and the race finish at noon, and the pod are in the end of the day. So we have all the afternoon to discuss, and finally, yeah, it's really interesting to discuss together, and finally you discuss of training, and 3 months later, I go just in holidays in Sasfe, in the end of October, mm-hmm. and he was in Sasfe for a training camp, and you just meet in the ski, but like that, and you discuss another time of training, etc., and finally we decide to work together and to try, because he sent me that maybe 4 or 5 years, the last 4 or 5 years he was alone on training, and now he was okay to take a coach and change something, because I just said to him that he just do every week the same work and not really intensity, just like 3 minutes, like endurance and sometimes 5x3 minutes yeah. every week. So yeah, it's not really the best training that you can do. So yeah, and after it was really, really interesting, because in the beginning you just had some other workout, and now I think you are more and more like accurate and more scientific, and he was more and more open to do hard training, and yeah, now it's just fun to kind of work together.
Like you said, it seems that after your collaboration started, Rémi is going up and up. Before he was at the elite in trail running and Skimo, but now in Skimo he's like 1 minute ahead of everybody in 22 minutes vertical race, which is incredible for me. Like, it's totally amazing. Like, seeing him during the race, it's so easy. It looks like he has no gravity or something, yeah. And especially the individual races, he is now the best in the individual races. He had one of the best World Cup seasons ever, maybe with Damiano Lenzi from 2014 and Kilian's one season. So yeah, he had amazing year. So maybe what changes did you implement to the Rémi training you can speak about?
No, I said just before, in the beginning, it just had some different workout, like really basic, not like threshold, like MPA. And in the first year, we are more focused on the slope, so more for vertical. And now also more focused on track for improving on individual. Now he didn't know many double session by day, double workout. And I think he improved a lot with that. Like two types, like free shoulder, sometimes like strength in the morning, MPA the afternoon. But yeah, after I just arrived to discuss with him and just choose the good workout in the good moment. Mm-hmm. But it's a collaboration, so we really discuss that he thinks he need, that I think he need, and after you made the plan and. Yeah, hard to explain more than
I think that's enough, that we can see that your coaching style is based on communication with the athletes, and I think this is the most important thing. When you want to be a good coach, you have to understand the athletes, their not only physical needs, but also what they are going through mentally, because it's also important side of doing the professional sports, also in Skimo.
For me, my vision of coach is I have to adapt to the athlete, not the inverse. The athlete has not to adapt to my method. Me, I have to adapt my method to each athlete. Mm-hmm. So I really want to train all the athletes not in the same way, like Noé, Baptiste, Rémi, and now Werner. I really don't want to have the same coaching for all. Yeah, I'm totally okay to do something. Or in the first, I say, okay, I don't know. Finally, oh, why not? I can try, and you will see. And sometimes it's improved me and it improved the athlete at the same time. So, and yes, also for communication, I think is really important, because if the athlete is good in his head and he's happy in his life, I'm sure he's more performant, and it's more easy for him to do really, really hard training. Because for sure, someday the training is really, really hard, and you have to be happy in your life and know what you do that. So it's really interesting.
And very short question. Has Remy reached his full potential? is it possible to go even faster?
In each end of each beginning of the season, you do some bilan, and we discuss of what is possible to improve. And really, we have some point you think it's possible, but for the moment, you don't do that, because maybe it can change, but for example, nutrition or maybe altitude. So go outside and go far from his house more long time. So for the moment, I think it's not a good idea to do that, because he's really happy like this and it's not important. But yeah, just in the case or someone reach the level of Remy, and I think it's possible, we have to have some option to activate for Remy. And I think he can be better. And I think just year after year, you are better, and he's not so old. So maybe not 10%, but 1% plus 1%, maybe.
Okay, that's cool. That Remy can be even faster. We are looking forward to, let's say, better version of himself year after year, which is also important for himself, because he wants to be better to find new things, maybe in the training and everyday life.
It's so, really nice, because now after 3 years of collaboration, you know what is good for him, what is not good, but you have, I think you can accurate more and more training. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
And I think the biggest game changer Remy developed, let's say, is the running during vertical individual races. We see that Remy is running, for example, Maximilian Drion is running too, and they are the two best vertical racers. So is this something you focused on, that Remy, you are the best in uphill running in summer? Now let's go back to 2020 when you started collaboration, that it was something like that Remy, you are the best in uphills, so let's take advantage of this skill also in winter. Was this something you try to implement it with him, that maybe this is something, this is game changer, Remy, if you do it, you are going to be the best because you can hold this amazing pace for all the vertical?
No, not exactly like that. We discussed, and you just know that his big quality is uphill, but I just know also that he can improve his quality. So he's improving his quality by workout, and for sure in short workouts he has to run, because I think he's like that and it's natural for him. So I think he improved that with workout, and but it's not like, okay, you have to run. For me, the technique is also natural, and
It's his technique. So
To be honest, I'm not. I think in technique, I'm not also the best, because I'm not from the ski more when I'm young. So I think now I'm okay, but I prefer maybe if the national coach can help for technique. I think it's better. Mm-hmm. I prefer manage the human and physical part.
When speaking about the running technique, we have like the two main techniques. I don't know if there is more. We have running versus gliding. I saw it the most in Moržan individual, where Remy started. He had on the first uphill like 1 minute gap, which was incredible. And Xavier Gache, he was the second after him. And Xavier, he was trying to run because he knows that if I want to go with Remy, I need to run because it's impossible to glide that fast, I would say. Yeah. So is there somebody who can like be, you know, excellent in gliding that he can go with Remy by gliding, or is it impossible at all?
I think in vertical it's quite complicated. Maybe in individual it's really possible to have the same speed. Maybe it depends on the snow also.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's possible, and each people has his natural technique, and maybe if you're really, really good in glide and very, really good in strength, but maybe more in concentric strength,
mm-hmm.
Remy has a little of plyometric more, maybe you can, yeah.
So maybe the type you are speaking about, is maybe Matteo Eidelin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the type of guy who is gliding well. And
Thibaut, I think.
And Thibaut also, Thibaut, yeah.
Very, really good in gliding.
Okay, so now let's switch from one top guy to the next. And the next guy is Jim Walmsley,
yeah.
Who is living in Areš for like 1.5 years with his wife, Jessica. And he moved to Areš. He made some friends here, but maybe you are the biggest friend of Jim in Areš. You are training a lot and enjoying races together. So what can you say about Jim, but as a Skimo enthusiast? What is he like on Skimo?
I think he... Yeah, in the first, he just want to do Skimo because he's really friends with François, and he know that François did Skimo all the winter. I think he knows also that Kylian do Skimo all the winter, and they both win many times UTMB.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe the first things what he want to try. And I think now he just also like landscape and maybe the community of the Skimo. I think he really likes. And he just also like just push in vertical. I think it's really interesting him to can optimize his time on vertical. He's like a geek of gear.
Okay.
So he can check all his gear and try to win like 2 grams. He was happy with that. so yeah, that's why I think he really likes Skimo. And I think if he stay in Areš, I think he will stay more and more winter in Areš. He will try more and more to do Skimo and maybe vertical in World Cup.
Yeah, I heard that there is an idea about to competing in World Cup next season. So hopefully he will do it, and he will be allowed by US Association. So because this is the most important, he need to be nominated or something.
Yeah.
But I think we are all looking forward to Jim Walmsley in ISMA World Cup. It would be cool to have him, for sure.
I think maybe if he progress a lot on his skill, he can be very close to Remy, but maybe not beat him. But I think he can be maybe the more shorter. It's interesting to see.
Yeah, that was my next question. That Jim did the Courchevel vertical, and his time was 8th or 7th, the fastest, one of the fastest ever. Yeah. So yeah, the question was planned easy. Can Jim once beat Remy? Like everything is possible, but
for the moment I think he can be quite complicated, but for sure he has a lot margin of improve just because his skills, and also because during this winter I think he did one workout in Skimo.
Okay.
He did many Courchevel vertical like once by 2 weeks, but it's all the race he just ski under on ski.
Okay.
So I think if he did more workout, more specific workout in slope, so he can improve his skill by that and improve his power, he can be more close and he can be really improve his time in Courchevel. So, but now I think he's like 1 minute and 20 seconds to Remy. So it's really far. Even he win 40 seconds, 55 seconds, 50 seconds, he will...
Yeah, it's still...
It's still a gap.
Yeah, it's still a gap, even in Skimo. Yeah.
You never know. I think it's really a big potential in up, so...
Yeah, And the last question of this podcast is if there are some listeners among the young athletes, like let's say from 14 to 19 years, what do you want to say to them about training, about, you know, taking care of themselves in terms of physical health? So yeah, now it's your turn to address them.
No, I think one of the most important things is really to respect the zone, the zone of training. So in endurance, but really also in all the zone of specific, like SV1, SV2, or MPR or VO2, I think it's really important. It's better to be just below the SV2 or MPR than just above. Above. And yeah, it's not like you have to push to your maximal limit in each workout. I think it's a big mistake. So it's more like really manage and sometimes be a little frustrating because you just stay in the good zone and you finish with 5% of margin and you can do another repetition. But I think it's really better that than to finish destroy in each workout. And I think a lot of fatigue and physically, I think you progress less. So yeah, I think it's one of the most important things. Training hard is not finish destroy in each session.
Yeah, maybe to have fun is also important in this stage of...
Yeah, in this stage of us, really, just be funny, just like the endurance in the landscape, and don't too much pressure, and also in nutrition, it's better to eat too much, that's the inverse.
Yeah,
I think it's really bad to eat too less, and you can destroy your motor.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful to that.
Okay, Simon, thank you a lot for doing this. It was a nice discussion about training, about gym, Remy, yourself. So thank you again for finding time, and good luck for your personal goals, like the CCC and the running goals. And also, I wish you all the best with the collaboration with athletes from Schemo and Terra Running World.
Yeah. Thanks, and sorry for my English, and I hope to see you on the World Cup this winter, and particularly in French or in Switzerland. So, see you.